This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday announced the state's first ever border czar to address the invasion of illegal immigrants coming into the southern border at record levels. Abbott hired veteran Border Patrol agent Mike Banks to serve as a special advisor on border matters to the governor. Abbott claims it was necessary because the Biden administration has failed Texas by allowing the border crisis to continue unchecked. A total of 1,019 flights around America were canceled yesterday as of 6 p.m. Eastern. That's according to FlightAware. For Tuesday so far, 797 flights are scheduled to be canceled into or out of the United States. Ice storms and strong winter weather is impacting portions of the southern plains through the Mid-South today. Former President Trump is suing American journalist and longtime author Bob Woodward.
Trump is seeking nearly $50 million in damages with the filing made Monday in Florida court. The former president says Woodward released interview recordings without his permission. In the suit, Trump said he consented to being recorded only for Woodward's 2020 book titled Rage. He claims the journalist broke a promise by later using the interviews for an audiobook. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A claim of censorship strikes the media world again. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he finds the deplatforming of Newsmax from AT&T's DirecTV very concerning and promising Congress would hold hearings about the matter soon. The Speaker on Newsmax.
And this is very concerning to me, and I hope we get this corrected so everybody out there, especially on DirecTV, can have the choice in programming and especially have the choice when it comes to get their news.
Today is officially National Hot Chocolate Day, and with today's cold weather, I say we all join in. This is USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Six out of seven Colorado River Basin states have settled on a proposed set of cuts aimed at saving water in the region and preventing Lake Mead and Lake Powell from drying up. But California, which receives the largest share of water, was absent from the list of states signing off on the letter to the Department of Interior and Bureau of Reclamation. Does the high price of eggs have you thinking, I should get chickens and produce my own eggs? You might want to think again.
With the price of eggs closing in on $5 a dozen, you may be thinking to yourself, I'll just build a chicken coop and raise birds myself to get eggs. But John Ramos with Urban Chicken in Texas says it's just not that easy.
It's not just like, you know, you snap your fingers and you have instant eggs, because they lay only a certain amount of eggs every year.
And Ramos adds, it's not cheap.
The first dozen is probably worth around $5,000 because, you know, you got to buy your coop, you got to buy the feed, you got to buy the bedding before you can even get an egg.
He says keeping chickens alive in your backyard can also be hard, especially in a big city where there are predators. $5 a dozen doesn't sound so bad after all, does it? I'm John Schaefer.
A green comet that hasn't been seen since woolly mammoths and Neanderthals walked the earth is passing by this week. It's in the northern sky between the Little and Big Dippers. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, happy Tuesday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Michael Busler is going to be joining us, the public policy analyst and economics professor, here to talk about, you know, the staggering pace of our new debt. Our elected officials, led by President Joe Biden and the Democrats, $7 trillion they've added since March of 2020. Did you hear that number? $7 trillion since March of 2020. And they don't want to stop here. They want to keep on going. And the thing that's amazing is this, you know, green agenda that they have all bought into. I mean, here we are for decades. We've invested billions of dollars. You think we would know enough by now? I mean, we are gone in just totally nuts and abandoning what's been bringing us to the dance, fossil fuels and natural energy. And we're throwing that out the door and our energy independence for what? So that we can be part of this global cabal that when you listen to them, I mean, did you listen to what they were saying out of Davos? I mean, what made sense? Did anything make... I got to tell you, I got to think that the people in coffee shops in flyover country, as they often make fun of, are listening to what planet are they on? What the heck are they talking about here? You know, this is amazing. Dr. Busler is with us now. Michael, what do you make of all this? I mean, all this money that's been invested in, you know, green energy and this green agenda. And, I mean, this isn't something that's only happened in the last recent year. I mean, this has gone on for decades now. And what do we have to show for it?
Yeah, it certainly has been on. Thanks for having me, Bill. As you know, it's my pleasure to be here.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
It's been going on for decades. And you mentioned about the $7 trillion deficit spending that the Biden administration has incurred. And how it's driving up the public debt. Much of that infrastructure bill, you recall, that was passed in the end of 2021, $1.2 trillion, about half of that is for climate change projects. And what has it gotten us? Certainly doesn't seem to have gotten us very much. And what it did on the negative side, as you started out with, it's added significantly to the public debt. So how bad is the public debt? Well, it's up to $31.4 trillion. That's the sum of all deficits over time. Mm-hmm. And in 65 of the last 69 years, the federal government has run a deficit in the budget. And the problem, or one of the problems, there's no mechanism in place to ever pay that money back.
Right.
So what happens is... the government spends more money than they take in virtually every year. Where do they get that extra money? They sell bonds, so 10 or 20-year bonds. Interest is paid on that annually. Then the bond matures in 10 or 20 years. You have to pay it back. What do? Well, they don't have the money to pay it back because they're continuing to run deficits. So what they do is they sell new bonds to pay back the old bonds, and they roll over the debt, which is why the debt keeps keeps growing and growing.
So you're telling in essence, what you're doing is you're saying the government has found a way to legalize a Ponzi scheme.
So that's certainly one way to look at it, and that's what's happened. There's no mechanism in place to ever pay the money back, and it's up to $31.4 trillion. You say, well, boy, that's a big number, so what does that mean? I mean, is that going to cause a problem? First of all, most economists would say if the public debt is less than 1 year's GDP, it's probably tolerable. Mm-hmm. When it gets above 1 year's GDP, it starts running into issues. So it's $31.4 trillion. GDP will be about $23-24 trillion. So we're way above 1 year's GDP.
Yeah.
Now, somebody said to me the other day, wait a minute, I read in the paper that the debt held by the public is only equal to 1 year's GDP. And you just said it's way over 1 year's GDP. What's the difference? The total public debt is $31.4 trillion. Of that, roughly, about $8 trillion is held by the Federal Reserve, which they simply printed up money to purchase the bonds. Mm-hmm. So the total debt's $31.4, but if you take off the $8 trillion that the Federal Reserve is holding, they use the phrase, the debt held by the public. Mm-hmm. Is only about $23-24 trillion, and that's what 1 year's GDP is. But that's not the total debt.
Yes.
The total debt includes what the Federal Reserve did. So that's the first issue. So you say, well, what's the problem with $31.4 trillion in debt? What exactly is the problem? Well, there's two problems. Number one, you have to pay the interest on that every year. This year, the interest on that will approach $500 billion. $500 billion. And that's money, of course, the government can't use for more productive means.
That's just vapors. What? Just give people an idea. $500 billion. Where else would that equate to? $500 billion.
Well, I mean, if you take a look at the total defense spending, total defense spending is in the $700 billion range. So it's almost as much as we spend on defense. The social programs, every social program except the entitlements, Social Security, Medicare, et cetera, all the other social programs are also in the $700 billion range.
Mm-hmm.
And here we're paying $500 billion in interest. And it gets worse because most of those bonds that were sold were when interest, treasury bonds were selling, were yielding only 1-1.5%. Today, the bonds are yielding 3-3.5%. So if the interest rate stays there, and the historical norm is about 3% for treasury bonds, if it stays there, you're rolling over debt where you're paying only 1-1.5%, and now you're paying 3%, you've just doubled your interest expense.
Exactly.
Without taking on any more debt. Now you're up to $1 trillion in interest expense. That's a terrible burden for future generations. So I start off by saying, what are the problems with the $31.4 trillion debt? The first problem is the interest expense is going to be an extremely heavy burden for future generations to carry. The second problem, the federal government, when they deficit spend, it increases demand in the economy, and they hope that business will increase supply to meet the demand and the economy will grow. In order for business to increase supply, there are two basic inputs, labor and capital.
Mm-hmm.
We already have a labor shortage, so we're going to have a tough time getting labor. If the federal government is pulling $31.4 trillion out of capital markets, that could lead to a capital shortage.
Exactly.
So now if business can't raise capital and they can't get labor, they can't expand. And if you can't expand when you have high demand and low supply, the only thing left to happen is prices go up. So this could lead to an inflationary and a stagnant economy problem going forward into the future. We have it tremendous problem. The first thing they tell anybody will say is, if you're stuck in a deep hole, the first thing you want to do is stop digging.
Stop digging, exactly.
That's exactly what Congress, the Republicans in Congress are saying. We'll raise the debt ceiling. We understand we have to do that. But you have to somehow figure out how to stop spending so much.
Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Mobs of radical Hindus have attacked Christians living in select tribal regions of India. Severe beatings have forced many to abandon their homes and flee into the forest. Despite pleas from the community, officials have refused to step in and are instead telling people to fend for themselves. It can be hard to visualize the terror felt by those who face horrifying oppression. But it is a reality for millions of believers worldwide. We pray daily at the Tide Ministry, lifting our global brothers and sisters in Christ up in prayer, and we urge you to do the same. Ask God to give our Indian brothers and sisters strength to stand firm in their faith, and pray that their bold testimony makes a deep impression on those who don't know the gospel. To learn how you can pray for people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Dr. Michael Bussler continues with us, the public policy analyst and economics professor. Basically, what this comes down to is the Democrats and those that want to stay in power. And primarily, it's the Democrats. You know, as we were talking about with Christine and Bob, I don't think the Republicans are quite, quite of that same ilk. The Democrats are definitely motivated by control and power, and anytime they can get their hands on the people's money, and that's when they're in power, they start paying off all these political debts. It's no wonder. I mean, $7 trillion, and Michael, the audience has heard me talk about this before, and you and I were talking about off air, is that I believe that when Hillary Clinton didn't get elected, and Donald Trump did, the Democratic Party owed people a lot of flipping money. And I'm talking this dark money that they had to pay back because, you know, Hillary promised them all kinds of stuff. And of course, they said, okay, we believe you. And they dumped money into the Clinton Foundation and on and into the Democratic apparatchik. And they didn't deliver. And so they freaked out. So everybody had to get involved to make sure that Donald Trump was kneecapped, even in the 4 years that he was president, in spite of all the resistance. Look what he did for energy independence. Look what he did for our national security. Look what he did for our southern border. I mean, on and on. So many successes. This is why, you know, with Donald Trump running again, you know, Dick Morris is right. You know, the mantra for Donald Trump is, look at, we did it before and we can do it again. So, you know, can the Republicans and the mechanisms seal up and make sure that, you know, cheating and voter fraud is held to a minimum? I don't think that you can totally eradicate it because humanoids being who they are and the Democratic Party being who they are, you know, there's not enough 12-step programs to get them away from, you know, from you know, rigging an election, Michael, and that's just in my humble opinion.
Yeah, you know, the rigging an election is really about the most terrible thing you can do in a democracy or a constitutional republic like we have. We're supposed to let the majority of the people or the majority of the states through the Electoral College decide who's going to be the president of the United States. That can't be decided by some politicians who have put forth some fake ballots and have done some tricks with the way things are accounted for. Because what ends up happening is you have a president, and the president doesn't have the confidence of the people because people aren't really sure that that president actually got elected and won. You know, we haven't had a president that really unites the people. We have such a great divide now between the Republicans and the Democrats that we really need to bring everybody together and find a compromise position.
Mm-hmm.
The great presidents of the past who were popular and were able to get things done always found a compromise position. You know, I take a look at Bill Clinton. In his first term, I didn't really agree with a lot of stuff he was doing. He wanted national health insurance, which I've never been a proponent of. But he realized to win his second term, he's going to have to compromise and work with the Republicans and give people what they want. So what he did was in 1996, and it took effect in 97, he cut the capital gains tax from 28% to 20%. Now, that's not something Democrats would do. It's something
right.
Republicans can do, normally do, but he was able to compromise and do that. The economy went on a four-year growth spurt. We averaged 4.5% annual growth over the next 4 years. The total revenue brought in from capital gains actually went up, even though the rate was lower. There was so much more activity. We actually brought in more revenue. He then worked with Newt Gingrich to put in a workfare program instead of just giving people free money.
Yes.
To say, look, you have to do something for it. And then in his State of the Union speech, his exact words were, the era of big government is over.
Yes, exactly.
Now, once he did that, he compromised with the Republicans. And for those 4 years, we had great economic conditions. Inflation was brought down. Unemployment was brought down. We had very high economic growth. And we had a surplus in the budget in those 4 years. The first segment I said the government has deficit spent 65 of the last 69 years. The only time they didn't deficit spend was in 1997, 8, 9, and 2000. And in those years, we had a surplus in the budget because the Democrats and the Republicans worked together, found common ground, and the whole country benefited. Biden got into office saying, I'm going to unite the country. And the first thing he did was divide the country by saying,
even further,
Republicans, I'm going to cut off your energy. I'm going to cut off the pipeline. I'm going to make it harder for you to drill. Now, half the country, at least, wants to see us energy independent. And we recognize, I think everybody recognizes the climate is changing. I mean, it's been changing for thousands of years. The debate is how much human activity is influencing the climate change. And again, there's debate. The problem is the guys on the left, they want us to breathe even if we can't eat.
Yeah,
and the
right.
ones on the far right want you to eat even if you can't breathe. So what we need to do is find a compromise position on climate change where the economy can grow so we can eat, and we're doing what we can to reduce any problems caused by climate change. That's the spirit of compromise that we're lacking and we should have here.
Well, the problem you have is that we the people has just been obliterated. It's we the government. And they are based on a theory. And this is pure theory, Michael. I mean, look at what's going on, you know, in terms of climate change, and, you know, we have climate cooling and everything, and they just keep moving the goalposts to try to justify their argument as opposed to being reasonable. Let's talk about this stuff. You know, when you mention Bill Clinton, it was reasonable. Okay. Yes, there were some things that were done that I think was risky on one end for a season. We benefited from cutting back on the military, and, you know, I've had a big problem with military expenditures for a long time, because you can't have something with that big a budget without any kind of accounting whatsoever. I don't know if there's been any accounting of the military. They just keep throwing billions of dollars of taxpayers' dollars in that direction, you know, for the sake of national security. But how much waste? I mean, you walk away from $80 billion worth of armament and what have you in Afghanistan, and you go, wait, how is that? When that's 80, that's a lot of money. I mean, not to mention the fact that you're putting weapons in the hands of people that don't like us. I mean, it just doesn't quite make sense. But the fact of the matter is that Bill Clinton did, you know, as you said, announce that the era of big government is over, and he really moved to the middle, and it saved his presidency. The unfortunate thing is, in a way, I kind of look at it like with the Kennedy family. They negotiated with the mafia and with labor and said, hey, look, let's get JFK elected president. And then they went and attacked him afterwards. It's kind of like what the Republicans did in a sense with Bill Clinton. You know, Bill Clinton started working with him, and then they go after him, you know, over a blue dress. Yes, what he did, no bueno. I mean, no question. Did he deserve to be impeached?
That's a push.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, the only thing that makes that even more absurd is what they did to Donald Trump. Donald Trump, you know, is, I mean, you talk about coming up with some sort of, you know, narrative, and a false narrative from Hillary Clinton, of all people, to do that to a president of the United States, or even a candidate for the president of the United States. I mean, how desperate, you know, that she would do that, and the damage that she's done to her country, and what's happened to her? Nothing. Nothing. I mean, you know, Donald Trump takes her to court and says, hey, look at what she did, the damage she did, and we're going to sue her. And so the judge says, hey, Donald Trump, bad lawsuit. You owe her $1 million.
Yeah, it's just horrible. I keep thinking at the end the truth will come out, and
yes,
the good guys are going to win in the end. That's what I really hope happens.
Well, unfortunately, the good guys are not on the beltway, unfortunately, because they're so blinded by their lust for power and the paradigm that exists there, the deep state and the lever pullers. Michael, it's going to take, as you said, and I agree with you, some incredible courage for people to come up. Or maybe it's a person or persons to stand against this on behalf of the American people. Dr. Michael Busler, he's the public policy analyst. Thank you, sir.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save.
The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported the show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this year? Your one-time tax-deductible gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Make your best tax-deductible gift right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
USA News Update. A claim of censorship strikes the media world again. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he finds the deplatforming of Newsmax from AT&T's DirecTV very concerning and promising Congress would hold hearings on the matter. The Speaker on Newsmax.
Newsmax should not be treated any differently based upon them being a conservative news outlet. And this is very concerning to me, and I hope we get this corrected.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday announced the state's first ever border czar to address the invasion of illegal immigrants coming through the southern border at record levels. Abbott hired veteran Border Patrol agent Mike Banks to serve as special advisor on border matters to the governor. Abbott claims it was necessary because the Biden administration has failed Texans by allowing the border crisis to continue unchecked. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
America, Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and it's been a long time since we've had a chance to talk to her. But I chased her down. She can run, but she can't hide. I'll catch her sooner or later. Rachel Alexander, the former Maricopa County elections attorney and former Maricopa County prosecutor. Hey, Rachel, good to have you back with us. Let me say Happy New Year finally to you.
Happy New Year to you right back. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, lots to catch up on. I want to hear everything about Carrie Lake, but also something that you recently wrote about in Town Hall. California Bar is seeking to disbar Trump attorney John Eastman for nothing. Break that down. I mean, this has just been bizarre what's going on in this attacks against John Eastman.
Yeah, well, all he did was advise former President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence on their options. He basically just said, you know, look, you could do this, you could do that, you could, you know, not certify the votes. Here's the, you know, historical background in these law review articles, which talk about, you know, where there have been instances where the vice president did not certify the election. And that's all he did. He just, in one of his pieces of advice to Pence, he even said it probably wouldn't be, you know, the best option if you were to not certify the election. So he didn't even emphasize that advice.
Right.
But the California bar is just buying into these left-wing attorneys who filed bar complaints against him. And they're saying, well, you were trying to cause an insurrection and you were trying to say that the election was stolen and overturn the election. And it's just not true at all. They're misconstruing what he did. They're misconstruing his advice. And the mainstream media is just parroting exactly what the bar is saying.
Yeah, exactly. It's called legal opinion, is it not?
It is, and that's what you're supposed to do as an attorney. You're supposed to advise your clients of all their options. I mean, nobody believes that John Eastman was calling for an insurrection and trying to overthrow the government. I mean,
yes.
He passed the smell test. He's a really well-respected attorney.
Exactly. Well, the thing is when it comes to overthrowing the government, methinks you complain too much. I think that you may have one finger pointed out towards, John Eastman, but there's three coming back at you when it comes to overthrowing the government. Because if they had proper standing, if everything that they did was, could bear scrutiny, they wouldn't have to complain so much, would they?
Right. They should all be just really happy. They won. They got their Democrats in office. So,
right.
So why are they, coming after us so zealously and trying to, destroy people's bar licenses and prosecute J6 protesters? I mean, I think it's because they know they got caught. They know they're guilty. They have a really bad guilty conscience, so they want to squelch all criticism so they don't have to hurt their consciences.
Yeah, it's a smokescreen, really, when you think about it, because it's, it's to detract from what's going on. Because the fact of the matter, Rachel, which I thought was quite surprising, is that if the law was set, why did Congress move to strengthen this situation where a vice president would no longer have that option?
Right. And, the law is not set. And if you look at the exhibits and everything that Eastman attached in his response to the bar coming after him, there is some very clear precedent for vice presidents having discretionary authority. And the media doesn't want you to hear that. Nobody wants you to hear that. They all want you to think it's an adversarial, function. But people like Thomas Jefferson, when he was vice president, he used his discretion.
Right, right, exactly. Well, and the thing is that when we do not use the full intent of the law, it becomes compromised, and it allows, for this cheating and this false narrative to take place. I know that people on the left, they just rankle every time, you resist their grape juice narrative. I'm sorry, you got a majority of Americans that say, look, they don't know for sure, but they just suspect that something fishy happened. When you have this many people questioning the outcome of a presidential election, I mean, that should draw pause, and that should be concerning, for anybody in elected office. It would have been better for the country, instead of spending all this faux time and a lot of the people's money on this January 6th committee, had they really were earnest and said, hey, we're going to look into this and, address this issue of fraud that happened in 2020 election. But they're not going to do that because, that would be too self-indicting, wouldn't it?
Right. They would end up being exposed because they would be wrong if they actually started looking into it. So they just want to shut it all down. And, personally myself, since I've been on the ground here in Arizona writing political articles about this nonstop, what's really convinced me that there was a lot of fraud was it violated the law of large numbers. Mm-hmm. And basically that law says whenever you got numbers coming in, like let's say, on election night, you're going to have, they're going to go back and forth between the Democrats and the Republicans, and then they're going to kind of even out to a certain level. And that did not happen with the votes that came in, but it also didn't happen with the anomalies. All the anomalies, like 99% of the anomalies, favored the Democrats.
Right.
That violates the law of large numbers.
Right, exactly. Well, and that's the thing that at every turn, there were incomprehensible data that was coming out that you just could not square up. And this is what the people are left with. And of course, left with a president to even add more fuel to the fire and pain of it all, who is destroying this country.
Yeah, they are destroying this country because we are no longer going to have the right to vote anymore. Only Democrats' votes are going to count. And some of this stuff was just so atrocious. I don't think people understand when you have 300,000 ballots that lack a chain of custody each one of those is a class two misdemeanor.
Wow.
And so people are just blowing it off, 300,000 class two misdemeanors. And another thing people don't understand is these judges who keep throwing out the cases, like the judge who threw out Carrie Lake's lawsuit. They're creating these artificial standards that don't even exist. When you look in Arizona case law, there is no precedent for him to say you have to have clear and convincing evidence that there was intent by an election official to, change the election. That's not the standard. There are judges everywhere in Arizona, all around the country, who they have overturned election just because four voters were disenfranchised.
Yes.
That's it.
Right. Exactly. And here, in this particular case, you've got thousands upon thousands, like you say, chain of custody. And right there, the fact that you have a compromise in chain of custody, if that doesn't raise enough suspicion, especially at those numbers you're talking about, Rachel, it's huge.
Everybody's eye is on Maricopa County the last couple of years. They knew they were being scrutinized. There is no reason for them not to have had chain of custody for 300,000 ballots. There's some funny monkey business going on.
Does it come down to one person? I mean, at some point you always think, the one thing about convicts is they never give up the con, right? I mean, that is just their mantra. You never give up the con. But at some point there's got to be some truth that comes out of this. I mean, I found it laughable. When you have Eric Holder saying there's no such thing as voter fraud, and then here recently you've got Democrats finally admitting that there was voter fraud that happened in the JFK Nixon election. They said, well, the fact of the matter is that Kennedy would not have been elected had it not been for voter fraud in Illinois. Well, wait a minute, come on. I mean, 50 years later we're reconciling this, or 70 years later we're coming to reconcile what happened then? I mean, how many more lies do we have to live with? And this compromises everything that freedom, everything that America stands for.
Yeah, we're in a scary era. And there was some Republican who ran for office recently. I don't have it off the top of my head, but, he and his team committed voter fraud, and the Democrats just pretty much ignored it. There was hardly any mainstream media coverage. So, when there's a rare occasion where it hurts the Democrats, they're just going to ignore it because for the vast majority, it benefits them.
Without a doubt. We've got more from Rachel after this. Stay with us.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Rachel Alexander continues. We always appreciate Rachel's time. She is the former Maricopa County elections attorney and former Maricopa County prosecutor. Rachel, you know, we mentioned that this is no big surprise. I mean, voter fraud, election shenanigans have been taking place forever. And for some reason, the left, I guess they've become so good at it, and the Republicans seem to be so accustomed to it that they just roll over, that they don't want to fight back. What is going on?
I think part of it is Republicans are scared of being called conspiracy theorists because it's really become a tainted phrase and everybody runs from it. And you've got all the rhinos piling on and making fun of the Trump MAGA people who are concerned about voter fraud. And so our side just doesn't have guts. You know, we're people pleasers. We want to be liked. We want, you know, we're nice to the left. And so
right.
We don't want to be called these, you know, crazy conspiracy theorists. A lot of us have egos and high IQs.
Yeah. So what is it that is there just such a longing for the Beltway cocktail party set that we just cannot, you know, take a stand for truth? We just have to roll over and be losers. Is that the deal? Is that, you know, their role in the political process is Democrats are winners, Republicans are losers. So just sit over there, pick your nose and complain and whine and be conspirators, because that's your role that we play. But we're the sophisticated. The Democrats are the sophisticated people. We are the ones that, you know, we're better equipped and we're smarter than everybody else. So says Nancy Pelosi.
That is very well stated. And that's all I ever get on Twitter from them, is they send me these gifts that say, loser, and,
yes.
And you know, your side lost, get over it. And they don't have anything else to say other than that. And so, you know, we just have to be cleverer than them, and we just have to not let it get to us. And I've been doing my part, you know, and calling it voter disenfranchisement, because that's what it is.
It is, exactly. Yeah, use their own words, because that's what they say. Anytime a vote is minimized or negated in any way, oh, it's disenfranchisement. And, you know, we've been hearing that forever, but here they are. They're the classic ones. I mean, you know, Nancy Pelosi is saying, well, you know, we don't live in a country where, you know, political opponents, you know, jail their opponents. Well, Hello, I guess we do, because that's what's happened. Because if you disagree with the status quo, you're in jail and you're in solitary confinement. And, you know, maybe we'll get around to your case, you know, 2 years down the road if you're lucky.
Oh, yeah. Well, here in Arizona, the, you know, fraudulently elected Governor Katie Hobbs was threatening county officials who wanted to delay certification with jail.
Yes. That's amazing. And let's talk about this, because a lot that happened in 2020, it's a deja vu all over again with what happened with, you know, Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs. Tell our audience about that. You've been all over this. You've been staying on top and reporting on this. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing, and nothing has changed. There's even been three signature verification whistleblowers from Maricopa County who came forward and said what was happening in 2020 was never fixed. There were 40,000 bad signatures that were accepted in 2020 on ballot envelopes, and those ballots were counted. But the same thing happened this time, and those whistleblowers said that they saw something like 30% of all signatures did not match, and so they expected to see them in their queue the next day to cure them and call them and, you know, try to see if they were verified. And those 30% of ballots never showed up the next day. Some manager above them was just rubber stamping them and approving them without ever fixing the signatures.
30%. How many numbers are we talking about here?
Oh, my gosh.
What does that translate in Maricopa County?
Well, if there were like 2 million people who voted, and let's say, you know,
well, you're talking 60,000. You're talking 60,000 votes, right? Roughly.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, that's a huge number, and the differential, you know, after everything was all said and done, that took so long for Maricopa County to count the votes. What was the difference between Carrie Lake and your new governor,
Katie Hobbs, was about 17,000.
Yeah, back to
in our attorney general's race, it's down to about 200 and something votes difference.
What is it about 17,000? I mean, they're just, you know, that's just, it just feels like, you know, every time there's a discrepancy, whether we're talking, you know, Georgia or whatever, you know, there's just 17,000 votes. And it's just enough to say, well, there's enough differential to where there's no point to argue it, right? I mean, if you have a lie that's perpetrated, it's, you know, it's just a little bit of a lie. It doesn't matter, right? I mean,
Trump allegedly lost by a little over 10,000 votes here. So if you just bump Kerry up to 17,000, a little bit more, it sounds just even more definitive, like, yeah,
yes,
he really lost.
Exactly. And, of course, the same thing went on in Georgia. And, you know, the president half-heartedly, I heard it as a kind of a little bit of a tease. I mean, you're talking to a fellow Republican saying, hey, can you find me 11,000 votes here? Who wouldn't have said something like that? I thought it was, you know, kind of a menial gesture and comment.
He wasn't trying to, like, commit a crime.
Exactly.
You know, they find votes all the time. Like in Pinal County after the election, they found another 500-plus votes because, you know, they were careless at how they were turning things in and verifying things. So what Trump said actually made perfect sense from a legal perspective.
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, in California, what California finds, I don't know how many thousands of votes that were, you know, we just found a bunch of votes we didn't know. Well, like, what do you mean? Did they fall out of Nancy Pelosi's desk drawer or something? You know, what do you mean?
Yeah, during Carrie Lake's rally last night, one guy yelled from the audience, you know, did they find those ballots in Katie Hobbs's closet?
No, they were in Joe Biden's garage. Next to his car. I don't know. You know, it's just so. But you know, we laugh about it because there has to be some levity, because but this is really a serious issue, because the freedom of our country hangs in the balance here. Truly, I mean, the Democrats claim, oh, it's democracy that's on the line here, but they're the ones that are putting democracy in jeopardy, are they not, with this shenanigans that they keep getting away with?
That's what Carrie Lake said at her rally last night. She's like, let me put this in terminology so the mainstream media will understand. This is a threat to democracy.
Right. Yes. Yeah, we'll use your own words and tell you this is a real threat, not a supposed threat, not some sort of, you know, false flag here that they're throwing up for distraction. But, you know, the mainstream media, unfortunately, does not want to look into this. But, you know, I think like anything, you know, a lie left around long enough, the truth finally wins out because, they're hoping the truth will, you know, people will just get tired. They won't bring it up. But, you know, I keep sharing with people. It's kind of like when your kids lie to you. You know they lie. They know they lie. And it's just there. You know, dinner isn't the same. You know, interaction with the kids are off until they finally say, I'm guilty. I messed up. And this is kind of like where we are right now in this country. And, people want to say, you know, Joe Biden's our president. Well, I'll tell you, a lot of people have the sentiment that they don't want to acknowledge, truly do not want to acknowledge Joe Biden as president, especially in light of all these policies that are doing everything he can to destroy our economy, destroy our, you know, our security and the southern border. I mean, here that's affecting Arizona as well, you know, pretty dramatically. It's like this is all incredulous. And you see our national security being compromised and now these other world leaders are coming at us. I mean, we are, we're going to be subject to, a losing profile here at all turns, whether it has to do with Russia or China. World Economic Council and Davos report pretty well spelled it out that America will be no more, that there is going to be a higher power of unelected officials that are going to be pulling the levers globally and that everybody must kowtow to it.
Well, I don't refer to Biden as the real president. I refer to him as the alleged president. And at that rally last night where there were over 1,000 people for Carrie Lake, not a single one will admit that Katie Hobbs is the real governor.
Governor, exactly.
Everyone referred to Carrie as the real governor. Mm-hmm. And I am just so stressed out, worried that unless we solve this voter fraud problem, we're never going to get more Republicans, especially MAGA Republicans, in office. I mean, who cares mm-hmm. about the presidency? You know, they've got it figured out. They're going to make sure, you know, they win in 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, here they are. I mean, case in point, if they can do it for a governorship, then there's no, you know, there's nothing to hold them back because what they did, to your point and your reporting here, Rachel, is that what they got away with in 2020, they've got the format. It's a formula and it's well prescribed. I mean, here it is. Katie Hobbs did very little campaigning. You see Carrie Lake, thousands of people coming out. She had her base. People were energized there in Arizona, and they're all just like what happened in 2020, just all scratching their head going, what happened?
Yeah, we did not fix 2020, so it happened again. And I'm really concerned we're not going to get any election integrity legislation passed because Hobbs won't sign it as governor. And the only solution I've heard is our top state legislator, Jake Hoffman, said we're just going to have to stack the polls with observers and workers like Virginia did. That's how they were able to turn red.
Exactly. She's a former Maricopa County elections attorney, former Maricopa prosecutor, the one and only Rachel Alexander. Rachel, how can people be in touch with you?
These days, check me out on Twitter, Rach_IC, because once Elon freed the algorithms, Twitter is where it's really happening.
That's great. You're free once again. Good God Almighty. Free at last, right?
Yeah, no more shadow banning.
There it is. Rachel Alexander. Thanks, Rach. Take care. Bye-bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated?